that straight. I just named six lies in the Lutheran Church. Do you want more? Here, look on the back of here. They're worldly, they're carnal, they don't call people out of their, out of Satan's kingdom. You realize this is Satan's kingdom. I came up here with an attitude. I'm trying to love you, ma'am.
Attitude.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I misread it, but it certainly sounded like it. So here, let me give you this gospel part. They don't even, ma'am, they don't even teach biblical gospel, because if they did,
yes, they do.
You wouldn't be in there with it. They're not teaching people how to repent, ma'am. You're still part of the world. You don't look like and act like a godly, holy woman in the scriptures.
Oh, my goodness.
Did you know even Martin Luther, who was a murderer, that the church is named after? He taught women how to at least cover their heads in dress. Today there's feminism. Maybe you heard him talking about feminism today. It's rampant. I used to be the most feminist, worldly, carnal woman. But if you repent, and you have a willing heart for him, I'm loving you, I'm sharing the gospel with you. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. It doesn't come at baptism. It doesn't come at confirmation. I just talked to a Roman Catholic woman who said confirmation is kind of like being born again. It's not. So if you're born from above and you have the Holy Spirit in you, doesn't God tell you what you're supposed to? Is that, if you are you born again? A born-again child of God? Then you would be my sister in the Lord. I'm born again. By the power of the Holy Spirit. My old life is gone. My new life is ahead of me, walking in holiness and obedience. That's the new part of the gospel. And you have to do it until you, till the day you die. You can't just get it once and have it. You cannot live in willful sin. Revelation 22:14 and 15 says,
"What willful sin am I living in that you must be accusing me of?"
Do you practice Christmas?
Do I practice Christmas?
Do you acknowledge
celebrate
whatever
I do?
That's Christmas. That came from the Roman Catholics. It's pagan. It's a lie. It's not even his birthday. Good Friday. Jesus said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Think about this. 3 days and three nights is 72 hours. You cannot get 72 hours from Friday to Sunday. So if you believe what the church says, then you're, in a sense, calling Jesus a liar. He said 72 hours. So either he's telling the truth, or the church is telling the truth. Not both of them. One of them is lying. Which one's lying? Jesus said 72 hours, 3 days, three nights.
Did
earlier,
you say 72 hours? Show me in the Bible.
He says 3 days and three nights, just like Jonah was in the belly of the whale, right? He also said before, how many hours are in a day and in a night? God created it.
24.
Right, so that equals 72 for 3. Jesus said he was going to be in the grave for 72 hours. The Lutherans, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Evangelicals, whoever, whatever flavor it is, they're not made of God. They're made 500 years ago or so, not 2,000 years ago when Christ walked the earth. So that's one lie. Revelation 22:14 and 15 says, if you love and practice even one lie, I shared you a handful of them. You're going to be left outside the gates of heaven with the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers. Yes,
because
you will, unless you don't believe.
My Savior.
But you have to follow him in obedience. You can't trust him in obedience. Ma'am, I just showed you some lies. You need to test yourself. That's why we're out here. I'm fighting for your soul because you got flesh in the way. You want to see through your flesh? I'm trying to get you to see through the scriptures. The scriptures say otherwise, ma'am. So many people are deceived. They're going to say, Lord, Lord, on that day, didn't I go to church every day and try to be a good person? And he's going to say, I didn't know you. Jesus is the word in flesh. You have to follow the scriptures. Take a time. No, you're not. Take the time from the Lutheran church.
Well,
and test them.
But if
ma'am, I love you.
Culture,
you need to repent and come out. We're here to help you.
Thank you to Inga.